KFGC Pandemic Players grudgingly present, as required by court order, part one of A Picture is Worth a Thousand Clues, another allegedly exciting Marlowe and the Space Woman radio play by Ian Dudley. Sponsored also by court order by Brotel. When it comes to subtle, understated toys, there's no company you're less likely to hear from about it than Brotel. As we join our heroes, Marlowe and Nina, and their car, they're smack dab in the middle of a bit of excitement.
R, another incoming!
Tracking it, Marlowe. Not built for this sort of punishment.
Come to the abandoned warehouse district. The anonymous tipster said. And 3 a.m, she said. And your mom isn't dead, and we can tell you where to find her. I had a cushy museum guarding gig lined up, but oh no, I had to turn it down so I could fall for the find out about your mom in the abandoned warehouse district in the wee hours of the morning trip.
They said they had info on your mom. Even House said you couldn't ignore it.
It's the second oldest trick in the book, Nina, after never getting involved in a land war at sea. Even worse, I skip my id box backup to be here. Die now, and I lose 24 hours of memories when I'm resurrected.
At least you have a backup. I die, it's game over. Ouch. If I'd only brought my bagpipes.
Fight music with music? Wouldn't you need, a real musical instrument to do that?
Are you saying bagpipes aren't a musical instrument?
In a musical battle, bagpipes are like bringing a bunker-busting plasma grenade to a knife fight. Don't get me wrong. I wish you had them too. One blast from those would sure give the French horn gang pause.
You can escape us, we are friends! Surrender and die! Bonjour!
I give real money if he'd shut up.
Shouldn't that be surrender or die?
I wish. House, can you read me? House. Damn, no signal. They're still jamming us.
Incoming.
Sonic Burst incoming.
Don't you dare! Not inside me! There goes the windshield! Marlowe, my tires are going. I can feel it. I can feel it. My tires are going. There's no question about it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm afraid.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes!
No!
We're sitting ducks!
Don't leave me!
We're not leaving you. We're drawing them away from you. Yeah, that's it. Drawing them away. Stalking music. They're moving in for the kill.
I think that's a Bucky Brew up ahead.
They are really everywhere. Make for it. They'll have city net access.
Which one? I see a couple more.
The closest one. The closest one.
Scene 2, interior of abandoned warehouse district, Bucky Brew number 103.
Hello. Welcome to Bucky Brew. I'm Galeo, your barista bot. I'll be right with you.
Sound of Marlowe being dropped by Nina.
Oh! You've got to help us! We're being chased!
Please get in line, and I'll be right with you.
But there's no one else here!
The employee handbook clearly states potential customers must wait in line to be served, and I'm not getting another ding in my record for ignoring the handbook.
But we're in danger!
The French horn gang is right behind us!
Why didn't you say so? Computer, activate Portland Riot Mode. Recognize voice pattern barista bot. Authorization Alpha Alpha 305.
The menus! They've all switched from English to French.
This isn't my first dance with the French horn gang. And those blast doors can withstand a rampaging herd of rabid elephants. A few French musicians should be easy by comparison.
They're armed with weaponized brass instruments, you know.
So it was the last herd of rampaging rabid elephants I had to deal with.
Hello, hello, pleased to be letting us in. We have no interest in hurting you. Just see nasty customers who probably won't buy anything anyway. Bonjour.
We'll buy something. We will buy something.
Relax. The handbook says we're not allowed to turn over prospective customers to angry mobs or police officers. It tends to lead to bad publicity.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, they added that rule after the last lawsuit.
Hey, can we access the CityNet via your wireless node?
I'm sorry, CityNet access is reserved for customers only.
Fine. Can I get a decaf no latte petite mal calf tea with a twist of lemon?
Coming up!
Why is the French horn gang after you anyway?
I foiled their plot to force the City Municipal Board of Education to mandate all future teaching be done exclusively in French.
And for that they want to kill you?
They're fanatics about French. They make the Empire of Quebec seem positively welcoming to languages other than French. And everyone knows using any language other than French there is an automatic, immediate death sentence. That's why the barista switched the menu to French. It will minimize the bloodshed should they manage to get in.
So it has nothing to do with French horns?
Oh no. Not even remotely. They're also fanatical about brass instruments. Any brass instrument.
Here's your cough tea. That'll be 11 centuros and 36 centavos.
Here's 20. Keep the change.
Ching. Thank you. I'm sending the wireless node access code now.
You've got mail.
Thank you. House, can you hear me now?
Oh, thank goodness. I've been trying to reach you for the last 30 minutes.
We ran into a little problem known as the French Horn Gang.
Oh dear, how regrettable. I hope you're both all right. Nina, can you hear me?
I'm online now. I can hear you.
We're holed up in a Bucky Brew, but we're not getting out without help. I'm desperate enough to resort to the city constabulary.
You are indeed desperate, given how unpopular you are with the rank and file after that incident with Chief Minister of Policing Obadiah. Fortunately, we won't need them. As I said, I've been trying to reach you. The governor wants you to report to him immediately.
I don't see how this helps.
The governor dispatched Gwen and Artie to collect you in the gubernatorial Rapid Aerial Flea Transport. The graft is usually reserved for escaping coups and mobs of angry citizens. So it's heavily armed. I've obtained your location from the Bucky Brew Network node and have redirected Gwen and Artie.
Lovely. I can't wait to see them again.
Hello, hello! Your time is up! No more Mr. Nice Musicians! Fair warning, we are breaking out the ultra-bass sousaphone! If you prefer to kill yourselves now, we will give you 20 seconds. Bonjour!
Crap! Galileo!
No one mentioned ultra-bass sousaphone. A sousaphone maybe. A bass one, possibly. But an ultra-bass? I need to check the handbook.
Gwen and Artie just landed on the roof.
Mon Dieu! For fromage, boys. The further errand there, heavily armed. We are not being paid enough to deal with the responsages. Bonjour.
Look out! Someone's just blown a hole in the ceiling.
I'm pretty sure that's Gwen and Artie.
Hey, who's gonna pay for the ceiling?
Hello, Marlo. Hey, Nina.
Hello, Artie. Have you done something different with that monobrow of yours? Maybe slicked it back? Looks good.
Why, you?
No violence towards Marlo, folks. As you know, for every action against him, there's a twice as painful reaction on my part against you.
It's simple physics, don't you know?
Hey, Marlo, you want to step outside? Just the two of us, without your girlfriend.
Come, Artie. I thought our relationship had evolved past the point of you roughing me up every time we meet.
Yeah, we're paid to collect you, not to evolve.
I know. It'll be difficult, won't it? But you should try anyway. Think of it as personal development.
Enough lollygagging. As lovely as this little reunion is, the governor wants to see you, like 30 minutes ago. You can either come with us, or we can let the folks outside know we're leaving and you opted to stay behind.
Lollygagging? My. I never would have thought you had that kind of vocabulary in you, Gwen. Aren't you full of surprises?
Before anyone leaves, I need to know who's going to pay to fix the ceiling. I get in trouble for anything that happens on my shift.
I suggest you take that up with your insurance company.
That's not good enough. Huh? Who could be calling at this hour? Oh, why are they calling me? Hang on a second, folks. I need to take this. Hey, where'd everyone go?
Scene 3. Interior of Graft, flying through the air.
So, care to tell us where my brother wants to see us?
You know how he feels about you referring to your family ties out loud.
We'd still like to know where we're going.
Yeah, that's on a need-to-know basis.
And I'm guessing, since neither of you is the pilot, you don't need to know either.
We don't need to know in order to do our job.
But it would be nice to be needed to know, wouldn't it?
Would you care to step outside? Don't worry, Nina. Just him. I'll stay right here. I promise.
I've cross-referenced news reports with your current heading and surmise an 87.9% chance you're headed to the Sentient Museum of Art. And unrepentant gnomes.
Why there?
If the unregulated social media news reports are to be believed, there appears to have been a robbery.
Isn't that the museum that wanted you to work there tonight?
It is. Interesting.
What's interesting?
Oh, that's right. You can't hear us. Don't you wish you were on the party line? I know where we're going.
Irrelevant. We'll know soon enough when we arrive.
You're assuming we'll be arriving soon.
Good governor, Marlowe. Just put them out of their misery. We're headed to some museum involving angry gnomes where there's been a robbery. What the hell kind of museum is that?
That should be obvious from the name. A museum that exhibits art and gnomes of an unrepentant nature.
Blown gnomes. They're actually quite beautiful once you get past their facial expressions.
Never pegged you as a fan of art, Gwen.
We're not just muscle, you know. We're people, too. Well, I am. I suspect Artie might be part rhino or something.
Hey!
Based on initial reports, a painting has been stolen. Possibly a Van Gogh.
This is about a stolen painting? Are you sure? A summoning like this is overkill for that.
A stolen Van Gogh isn't a big deal. Are you crazy?
Paintings get stolen all the time and are always returned within a few days.
It's true. It's so common the art section of the penal code was forced to come up with a name for it. Revolving door crime.
That's pretty obscure knowledge. A fan of art and art crime, Gwen?
Yeah. She's been on a crime research kick ever since you rescued us from that wax museum curator who tried to turn us all into exhibits.
Hey, a girl's allowed to have interests outside of work.
Hobbies aside, she's right. Paintings are regularly borrowed without asking and then returned.
1,002 stupid things to do. Dare I ask why?
Usually the thief is trying to impress people and grabs the painting for a specific event. Then, once it's over, they return it. As long as the painting isn't damaged, the theft is rarely prosecuted.
In fact, a lot of museums, since their insurance won't let them rent out objects d'art, let the works be stolen for an under-the-table payment or for publicity. Nothing generates ticket sales like a stolen painting being returned.
Well, it used to work that way. Folks have gotten wise to the publicity stunt angle. Most cases of revolving door crime now involve only under-the-table payments.
Yeah, when's the last time a theft boosted ticket sales? It was, what's his name, that social media influencer.
You mean Tom Diadem, the tips author. He live-streamed a theft from this very museum about a month ago. A Van Gogh. In fact, I think it was a Feathery Night.
Oh, that's one of my favorite paintings.
I know. Isn't it wonderful? But it came out pretty quick that the museum was in on it. People were so angry they boycotted. The museum might go bankrupt now.
Jeez, can't we talk about something else? Why couldn't you have developed an interest in art like mixed martial or war? Paintings are just boring.
No need. I think we've arrived.
Hi there, folks. This is your autopilot speaking. I'm thrilled to announce that we've arrived.
Scene 4, interior of Smaug, the sentient museum of art and unrepentant gnomes.
You sorry?
Hello, and welcome to the sentient museum of art and unrepentant gnomes. I am the museum AI. You may call me Smaug.
This AI again. Smug, more like it.
You should talk us.
Marlo, deign to take an interest in my case now that the crime has actually happened?
Sorry about that, Smaug. As I said yesterday, something urgent came up or I would have been here.
Well, I have no intention of hiring you now. You're only here because the governor insisted. The Ministry of Policing may be less competent than you are, but they don't charge you by the hour.
Excuse me, but how's the acting?
We have three exhibits at this time. The permanently installed unrepentant gnome exhibit, provided by our founder. The current rotating exhibit, the history of avians in art. And our newest, our very unplanned exhibit, response to the recent, entirely preventable, had our private security consultant bothered to do his job, theft.
Ah, here we are. I think the governor's in this office.
Son of a parrot. McNamara, when will that infernal AI be shut off?
Governor, as I've explained before, the museum AI doesn't just house the security system. It is the security system. If we shut it down, we lose access to that.
Hell's bells, yet another necessary evil in my life. Speaking of which, hello, spares.
I thought you'd agreed to stop calling me that.
You thought? He'd evolved beyond it? Did you? Ow!
Artie, I wouldn't say another word unless it's worth a broken arm.
Enough. There'll be plenty of time for unnecessary violence later. We'll just avoid nicknames and stick to proper names for the time being.
Well, if that's the case...
Your proper name.
Thank you, Governor. Why exactly am I here?
We think you might have valuable insights into this theft.
Chief Minister of Policing McNamara, I hope you don't think I stole anything from this museum. I've just spent the evening on the other side of the city, almost getting killed.
Acting, CMP Marlowe. Nothing's permanent yet, is it, McNamara?
I'll be happy to step down. I didn't ask for this job, and you know it.
True, but unlike the first person I asked, you didn't say no either. Right, Marlowe?
Why exactly are we here? What's been stolen?
Roderick Kimperlout, the landfill baron.
And suspected crime family head.
Yes, yes, that too. And a political donor of mine, to be absolutely transparent. Anyway, he controls most of the organized labor in the city waste management infrastructure.
Which puts him in league with the Feathers.
Probably. Can't prove it, but definitely suspect it.
Will you please let me finish talking? At least Gwen and Artie know when to shut up and stay that way. Thank you. Anyway, Kimperlout is rich and bored, like most powerful people, and years ago took up a hobby collecting paintings, rare paintings.
Not always legally available for inclusion in a collection.
I'm getting to that, McNamara. Kimperlout spent the last 5 years amassing a collection of avian-themed paintings from all the masters.
We sure this collection was his idea and not the Feathers using him as a front?
Of course it was a front for the Feathers. What human would possibly be interested in a bunch of paintings of parrots and birds and other vile-beaked creatures?
So that's why I'm here. The Feathers connection.
According to our files, and my predecessor kept very detailed files on you, Marlowe, you've had more run-ins with that infernal gang of genetically modified, super-intelligent parrots than any other citizen in good standing.
And nearly died every time.
Yes, yes, yes. No one is attempting to besmirch anyone's only somewhat tarnished name. We want your help.
What exactly was stolen?
A Bob Ross. An early one, I'm informed.
So, not a Van Gogh?
Van Gogh? Why would anyone steal a Van Gogh? Weird, swirly stuff makes me think I need glasses.
The governor is correct about the Bob Ross painting. I brought in an expert about avian art who can provide any and all details about what you might need.
Hello, everyone. My name is Galeo, and I'll be your docent for the day.
Aren't you the bot in the Bucky Brew?
Why, yes, I am. Like many barista bots, I earned a master's in fine arts, so I might make some money on the side. Speaking of which, I almost forgot.
What's that cartridge you're slotting into the back of your head?
My MFA ROM cartridge. It stores all of my accumulated fine arts knowledge. The school burns the ROM when you graduate, presenting it as a diploma. The contents are based on all the classes you've taken and your attendance records. I never missed a day of class, so I graduated with honors.
An entire master's degree on a cartridge that can fit in my hand?
I can vouch for our docent. Her academic credentials are way above reproach. She is a leading expert in the field of avian-based art.
My thesis was on the influence of parrot smuggling rings on 14th century religious iconography. It's a fascinating subject. Did you know that half the artwork...
Yes, yes, we've already stipulated to your expertise. Perhaps it'd be better to focus on the more relevant here and now.
Sorry, I do go on and on about my thesis. The missing painting, Angry Little Bastard, is from Bob Ross's lesser-known fuming invective period. He spewed so much obscenity during this time, the polite society required he relocate to a country that didn't understand or care about his foul language. Naturally, he settled on the Niederlande, where profanity was not just tolerated, but encouraged.
He moved to a Union of European States country? How'd he swing that? Or manage to get back?
The very question betrays your ignorance on this subject.
Stuffed shirt. I told you.
Bob Ross painted in the late Big Fed era, before relations between the federalized government on this continent and the UES soured. There was more freedom of movement back then.
I can confirm that. We got along a lot better. back in those days.
Enough history. Can we get to the point?
While staying at a geriatric hostel, Ross befriended a retired sea captain and her pet parrot, Cogwom. Cogwom had an extensive vocabulary, entirely composed of obscenities, and Ross felt an immediate kinship to the bird. It was the subject of many of his paintings during this period, the most famous of which is the portrait, Angry Little Bastard.
Yeah. Tell him what kind of parrot this Cogwom was.
A Congo African Grey.
Oh.
See where this is going?
That's why you think the feathers are involved. The leader of the feathers, Lafayette, also happens to be a Congo African Grey. Well, his baseline genetics, anyway.
It's a coincidence we can't ignore. You've dealt with Lafayette on multiple occasions. Is this something he'd want to steal?
That old bird is too smart to steal something just for pleasure. No. If Lafayette is behind the theft, there's another far more sinister reason.
The painting has a checkered past that might appeal to the criminal mind. It's vanished multiple times, always after the current owner dies unexpectedly, and doesn't resurface again for decades. When it reappears, protracted legal battles ensue over ownership, and once settled, the newly designated owner invariably dies, and the painting vanishes again. Kimperlout's ownership is currently being contested by the Niederlander government, which has been pursuing him in the courts for almost 2 years.
Interesting. Kimperlout's still alive, though, right?
Not exactly a point in his favor, legally speaking. Only the rightful owners end up dead.
Maybe he'll get lucky and someone offs him. Would theft of the painting make things any easier for Kimperlout?
I have been keeping an eye on this case. It seems prudent, given that I'm exhibiting the work, and the court outcome is far from clear. Key events critical determining provenance occurred, allegedly, in the Niederlanders' territory, where they cannot easily be verified. But should Kimberlout lose, having the painting stolen would make a court order to turn it over entirely moot.
It's even more convoluted than that. Should I tell them about Tom Diadem, or would you like to, Smaug?
Well, that was a regrettable incident. It was my mistake. So I guess I should be the one to explain.
The tip-top social media influencer you hired to pretend to steal a Van Gogh? We know about that.
No, I didn't hire him. No money changed hands. He approached me about staging the theft. He suggested that the exposure would benefit the museum. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Ticket sales were very low last summer. Very low.
You let him live stream the theft of a valuable painting?
I'm not an idiot. Even though it was just a Van Gogh, we substituted a fake for the painting anyway. You never know. Van Gogh might come back into fashion someday.
Not likely.
Tom Diadem was very upset when he learned about the substitution. But not as upset as the public was. They were outraged that we had faked the theft. And then, even more outraged when they learned nothing of value was actually pretend stolen. Now, instead of ticket sales, we have protesters at our entrance, violently discouraging anyone from coming in. I'm surprised you didn't see them. They're very rude, very determined, and very armed.
We came in via the roof. You've ruled out Tom Diadem as a suspect?
He's a nobody now. The fake theft livestream got him booted off Tip Top. Actually, that wasn't the last straw. He posted his thoughts about the art exhibit here on Chatta and Citibook, and some controversial things about Bosch, and got himself canceled.
Bosch?
Hieronymus Bosch, 15th and 16th century painter. Big Fed calendar.
He called Bosch I'm sorry, I can't bring myself to say it.
I've reviewed Tom Diadem's tip-top videos, at least the ones that haven't been completely scrubbed from the public record. And I believe the controversy in question is, he suggested Hieronymus Bosch was the, quote, Salvador Dali of the 15th century, unquote.
Is that bad?
Apparently, in art circles, That is considered heresy of the highest order. To an art critic, it is considered the height of faux powery to compare historical art figures with their more privileged modern contemporaries. After his post, the art critics banded together, their union financed a public relations smear campaign, and within a day the public was convinced of his villainy. Diadem received death threats and was forced into hiding.
So, our thief could be a criminal parent organization or a fallen social media darling. Any other suspects?
There is the usual insurance fraud, which I haven't ruled out yet.
Insurance fraud? No, I would never lower myself to such an undignified crime. Besides, after the fake theft fiasco, the insurance company voided our theft rider, so there's no insurance money to collect.
What about the court case? Could the Nederlanders be behind the thefts?
We can't dismiss it outright. They are a UES member state after all, and everyone knows you can't trust Europeans.
If they are behind it, they are taking a very grave risk. Such action would severely damage their standing in court.
Has a full inventory been done? Is anything else missing?
Oh, don't be absurd. I did an immediate inventory as soon as the theft came to light. All the other artwork is present and accounted for.
Was this the most valuable painting in the collection?
Oh, certainly not. Monk's The Squawk and Coolidge's The Pious Piona Stands Pat on Nothing are all far more valuable.
And yet overlooked by our thief.
Well, yes.
So we can assume, since the more valuable paintings were left behind, that the theft was motivated by something other than greed.
Will I never live that down? It was a mistake. I would not dare to repeat. I assure you, this theft is legitimate.
Can I see a picture of this painting?
Yes, yes. I'll send you a digital copy in non-fungible token format. Usually we sell them in the museum gift shop, but I'll waive the 10,000 Saturo cost.
Send Nina a copy too, please.
Really, I'm not an art charity.
Just do it.
Got it. Wow, that is interesting.
Do Ross paintings usually have so much carnage?
And blood?
It is a recurring theme of this particular period that virtually disappeared from later works.
That's definitely a Congo African gray, with the gray feathers and red-tipped tail. Looks just like Lafayette.
The way it's holding its left foot up, is it flipping us off?
As I said, just like Lafayette. Galeo, what usually happens to this painting after it's stolen? How did it get recovered in the past?
Up to now, it takes the death of the person who stole it for the painting to resurface. A family member or the probate court uncovers it.
Normally, I don't give a parrot's dropping about a stolen painting, but this possible feathers connection has me nervous. They've got it in for me, as you well know. We've got to nip it in the bud.
If they're involved, we definitely need to find out why. I'll use my contacts to make some inquiries. I'd also like to talk to Tom Diadem. McNamara, think you can run him down?
You can talk to him now if you'd like. He's in protective custody.
In protective custody? Then we can rule him out as a thief?
Well, maybe custody is too strong a word. He came to us for protection. Some of the death threats he got were, well, artistic is being diplomatic. But after a couple of weeks of police protection and nothing happening, we pulled the constables and stopped the 24/7 watch. Didn't tell him that to prevent undue alarm, but he's still using the safe house.
I'd like to talk to Diadem first. House, while I'm doing that, I need you to reach out to Teddy for me. See if he can set up a meeting with Lafayette or his representatives on neutral territory.
I had anticipated as much and have already reached out to Teddy via the usual channels.
Good. In the meantime, can you arrange for a tow to collect People Pusher? When we left, it was in no condition to drive itself home.
Also anticipated and already in progress.
Thanks, House. Now, Governor, If the protester situation is as bad as Smog says, I think Nina and I will need a ride on your plane if we're going to make any progress.
Of course. Artie, Gwen, take them wherever they need to go.
To Diadem Safehouse first. Then, when we're done, take us home so I can grab the Studebaker.
Yeah, great.
What will Marlo and Nina find? It will shock you. Who stole the painting and what nefarious plot drove them to it? The truth will blow your mind. Will Van Gogh ever come back into fashion? Probably not. For answers to these pressing questions and more, tune in to the final episode of A Picture is Worth a Thousand Clues, brought to you by Brotel. You have just listened to Marlowe and the Space Woman, A Picture is Worth a Thousand Clues, Part 1, a radio play written by Ian Dudley and performed by KFJC's own Pandemic Players safely and remotely over Zoom on November 1st, 2021. The cast included Slarty Bartfest as Marlowe, The Epinator as House, Belladonna as Barista Bot and French Horn Gang member, Ann Arbor as Nina and People Pusher, Caddy as Gwen and McNamara, Devlin as Artie and Smog, Medusa of Troy as Autopilot and Chapter Announcer, and I, Sam Yorko, as the Governor and your faithful radio announcer. Directed by Ann Arbor, sound designed by Devlin. Stay safe and stay tuned to KFJC for another exciting episode presented by the Pandemic Players. Or go to kfjc.org and click the Pandemic Players logo to access our archive.
I loved the Brotel this time.
I liked how you did that as well. That was
Brotel.
Nice.
What does Brotel do?
They make toys.
They make Lego-type toys.
When it comes to subtle, understated toys, there's no company you're less likely to hear from about it than Brotel. So they don't make subtle or understated toys. They make unsubtle, overstated toys.
You're assuming we'll be arriving soon. Oh, darn it. Did you guys hear that?
Scene 4, interior of Smog. Smog. Sorry.
Smaug.
Smaug. There you go.
Yeah, the governor is correct.
No, you're Smaug. You're Smaug.
See, I get it mixed up. The governor is correct about the Bob Ross painting.
Hey, please say Smaug.
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 Sorry about that, Smaug.
And I lose 24 hours of memory. God.
The hum you're hearing now?
Do you hear a hum?
There's a dog snoring, but it's I seriously doubt my microphone's picking that up.
Just try a different port. You've got some electrical feedback is what I'm hearing.
I don't have another port.
Well, then don't do that.